Leroy and Malia here on the Morning Kickstart. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning and joining us on the program, getting ready for his big show tonight at the Surf Ballroom up in Clear Lake. It is Kip Moore. Good morning, sir.
What's happening, bud?
We are very excited to have you here in Central Iowa. As we mentioned, the show tonight, Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. You're kind of a big deal. It's completely sold out.
Man, you know, it's the fans are really... It's been killer. The whole fall headline tour was sold out. This one's all of them been sold out, man. It's been a blast, man. They've shown up and it's just been wild. So we're pretty grateful.
Well, what is it like for you as an artist? I mean, obviously, for folks that have done any information or any following of your career, they know you're a huge fan of the history of music. What is it like for you to sell out a show at an iconic venue like the Surf Ballroom?
Oh, man, it means everything to me. Until now, you know, I'm to blame is, it's really popping right now on radio. But, you know, for a while, I've kind of gone away a little bit. But the fans, they've stuck with me. They've been diehard, and they've actually multiplied. And I guess it's a testament of our live show. We promise to bring everything we got tonight again.
Very cool. We actually just played I'm to Blame here just a few moments ago, and it's a great song, which kind of leads me into my first question. You mentioned it's been a little bit since that first CD's come out. I'm wondering, you had a hand in writing each one of the songs on your first CD. As a songwriter, does it make it easier or tougher to put together a new CD?
I'd say a little more difficult. I mean, I probably wrote 150 more songs in between Up All Night record and this new one that's about to come out. And then you just get so attached to the songs, and it's hard to relinquish, you know, some of the ones that you really want. You know, you got to decipher what's best for this record. And it's been a tough process because you get so close to all the songs.
Now, you mentioned the upcoming record. Do you have a date as of yet or a time frame when you're looking for release on that?
Late April, early May.
Okay, very cool. So it's fairly soon.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Fairly soon.
Well, that'll be just about the time that you're kind of wrapping up this whirlwind that you're on, right? Because you have a lot of dates coming up in the near future. That's going
to
be
fun. It's good to hear your voice and not just the dudes the whole time.
Well, thank you.
I say that every morning, by the way.
Well, I'm flattered. Thank you.
You're all flustered now. Look at you. You're getting a little red in the face and everything.
Hey, you know, these things happen.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been waiting on this thing to come out for quite a while, so I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Good deal. So we, being from the South, because I know that you're a Georgian, is that the word that you use if you're from Georgia?
If you want to, go ahead.
Well, what's the term you use?
I'm from Georgia.
Oh, all right. There you just say you're from Georgia. Okay. So being from the South, how is it touring in the Midwest and Upper Midwest in wintertime? Are you ready to go home, get warmed up?
I literally felt like I was going to die last night in South Dakota. I won't lie. I walked probably 100 yards across the street, and I said, I'm not going to make it. This is it. This is the last day on earth for me right now. It's definitely a culture shock, but, I mean, I've gotten used to it. I've been touring now for so long. So I don't know if I've gotten used to it, but, I mean, I've been in this before. So
you know what's coming, at least.
I know what's coming.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, it's never any fun being cold at all. But speaking of being cold... can you give us a status or an update on the prank war, if you will, between you and Dierks Bentley? I know he made you take part in the polar plunge, but you kind of got back at him.
He ain't gonna mess with me no more.
Okay, I have to know, where did the billy goat come from? I mean, that's,
don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about
Top
it.
Top secret then, okay.
I got my ways. He's not gonna mess with me no more. He knows that I'll take it further, so I think he's done.
Okay.
Yeah, the footage is on our Facebook fan page of the incredible work done by your folks who with the goat and the packing peanuts in the truck. It was an amazing job, sir. Kudos to you and your entire team.
Absolutely.
Yep, I appreciate it.